It's a big promise, a summer next year that everybody can enjoy. That's the prospect held out today by the British Health Secretary Matt Hancock after news that UK regulators have given a green light to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Britain, as a result, becomes the first country in the world to approve that vaccine for use, one of several being developed at the moment. Vaccination could begin across the UK, including Northern Ireland, from next week. Dr. June Rain, Chief Executive of the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, said the process of approval was rigorous.
The public can be absolutely confident that every rigorous check has been done to reach the judgment that we reached, that the benefits far outweigh any risk, that the safety of the vaccine has been scrutinised independently by our Commission on Human Medicines, and no stone has been left unturned. So absolute confidence in the safety, effectiveness and quality of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. In terms of further products, vaccines for COVID-19 that are coming through, there are two, you'll be aware, for which we have further rolling reviews ongoing. And those will be conducted to the absolute scientific standards that the public would expect.
The sequence of who will get the vaccine first in the UK was also published. Nursing home residents and their carers are at the head of the queue, followed by others over 80 years of age and frontline health and social care workers. At the same briefing, the chair of the UK's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, Professor Wee Shen Lim, explained the prioritisation.
The whole reason why a priority listing is required is because we expect during a pandemic that vaccine supply will be limited in the first instance. And so vaccines should be offered in the first instance to the most vulnerable, moving down the priority list. We will need as many vaccines as we can get, not just in the UK, but globally. And this includes more than one vaccine type in order to reach all the people who are at risk from COVID-19. So this is the start of a program and not the end of a program.
Northern Ireland's health minister has said the first doses of the vaccine could be administered there as early as next week. But Robin Swan also warns that people can't let their guard down, as a mass vaccination program will not begin for a number of months.
When we've been in the darkest of times due to COVID, you know, the vaccine was always something that was being held out as something that was going to bring about part of the solution. And it is part of the solution. It's real now. And I think that's the big that's the big benefit and the big, I suppose, spring in the step that it has given to many of our health workers. But as I say, we're not there yet. So we still have to be cautious. We still have to be careful.
Northern Ireland Health Minister Robin Swan. Let's talk to our Northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, very encouraging news, obviously, for Northern Ireland today. What information are you getting at this stage about this vaccination programme, which Robin Swan says could begin as early as next week?
Indeed, Brian, and there's a, despite the note of caution from Robin Swan, there is a notable spring in the step of the politicians here. Arlene Foster described this as, the First Minister described it as an early Christmas present and the start of the road back to normality. Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill has said today that everyone has been waiting for and the game changer. Robin Swan himself has said it is a very significant day. As you said, Brian, he has indicated it could start as early next week. Now, I'm currently standing in one of seven vaccination centres that will begin opening across Northern Ireland from next week. And the way it will roll out is that those centres will focus on healthcare workers and workers in care homes. They will be getting treated in those centres by appointment because there is a concern that many people will turn up hoping to get vaccinations and there certainly won't be enough to go around. So we have an appointment process. They will then look at the vulnerable groups, including those who are over 80. Then there will be separate mobile units that will go to care homes across Northern Ireland to administer the vaccine to residents of the care homes, and then GPs will roll it out across the general public. Now, clearly, Brand, next week, 25,000 doses. This is a two-dose vaccination, so it's enough for 12,500 people. So it'll be a very, very small number to start with. But as more of doses of this vaccine and other vaccinations come online, that will be upscaled. Now, we're told it could be spring at the earliest before there's any kind of mass vaccination. And also worth bearing in mind, Brian, as well, because of this is a two-dose vaccination, they reckon it's about 6 weeks before it becomes fully effective, before you get the full level of immunity and effectiveness from this. So even if it does start to be administered next week, it's going to be late January before people are properly protected. And that's why Robin Swan is concerned that people will drop their guard. Because, of course, only yesterday, Brian, Robin Swan spoke of Northern Ireland passing the sad milestone of 1,000 deaths. And just yesterday, he was urging people to be cautious and warning that this virus continues to pose a very harsh and very real threat. Now, things have obviously changed. Mm-hmm. The mood has changed. But there is that note of caution that this is what Robin Swan has called the beginning of the end, part of the solution, but we're not quite there yet.
Vincent Kearney, for that, thank you very much.